Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Fall has descended in earnest across Utah. Leaves have flashed their colors and dropped to the ground. Juncos have replaced the flycatchers on my backyard's best perches, and my garden has been cleaned up and tilled under. As I watched the fall weather affect the plants in my vegetable garden, I began to wonder about the different reactions they had to the changing temperatures. My tomatoes and squash turned brown and wilted at the merest suggestion of cold temperatures. Other plants, like kale, carrots, and onions, are still bright and fresh, even after an early snowfall. What is it about some plants that allow them to withstand frost, while others succumb right away? Frost occurs when the temperature of an object, in this case a plant leaf, falls below the dew point of the air. Moisture from the atmosphere collects on the surface of the leaf and freezes when temperatures drop below 32 degrees. Just seeing frost on a plant doesn't necessarily mean it will die. It's the internal temperature that counts. Like humans, plants are made of mostly water, upwards of 80 to 90% in an herbaceous plant like lettuce. When temperatures drop, the water inside plant cells expands as it freezes, tearing cell walls and causing irreparable damage. The amount of harm done to a plant depends on many different factors and is generally referred to as a plant's hardiness. Species or individuals that are more compact will incur damage at lower temperatures than others due to their reduced surface area. Those growing close to the ground are more protected by their proximity to the warm earth. Plants with darker colored leaves, such as the deep greens of spinach and chard, may be hardier because their leaves absorb and retain heat better than lighter colored leaves. Fuzzy or hairy leaves also fend off cold temperatures better than their smooth counterparts. Perhaps the best defense of all is found in plants that protect themselves with natural antifreeze. When frost hits these plants, the relatively pure water in the space between the leaf cells freezes first, which in turn draws more water out of the surrounding cells. The remaining cellular fluid contains a high concentration of sugars and other molecules which reduce the fluid's freezing point and protects the cell contents from ice. Evergreens, of course, take hardiness to the extreme, utilizing a number of different tactics to remain alive and photosynthesizing throughout the winter. These tactics include compact leaf size, a thick, leathery consistency, and a waxy coating that both insulates and prevents water from escaping into the dry winter air. Frost damage to less hardy plants can be postponed by human intervention such as covering with blankets, but as the cold spells get longer and more frequent, damage is inevitable. Everything has its season, and now is the time to harvest the last of those hardy fall greens and tuck the garden in for the coming winter. For the Stokes Nature Center and Wild About Utah, this is Andrea Liberator.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.